Hello.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo. Yo, what is good? I feel like it's been forever.
It really has. It's been since graduation.
Yeah, yo, I'm fake. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm fake. I shouldn't be fake.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, honestly, like every time I go on Facebook or I go on any social media and I see someone that like we either went to high school with or somebody that I knew before I went to college and even had like a glimmer of a relationship, I'm just sitting there and I always just reflect to myself, man, life, it's so crazy. And the paths that people take and the paths that people end up, I mean, we graduated with people that living in California now. I mean,
everyone like traveling all over the world, and I'm like, damn,
yeah.
I wish I could do that. What am I doing back here, like chilling in Pennsylvania still?
That I asked myself that same question, Lizzie. Like, I asked myself that question all the time because I truly believe that I don't know where I belong. I really, really do think that it's California, but I just know it's not Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, sometimes I like it here, but other times I'm like, I just need to get away at least.
Yeah.
I'm broke. And I didn't finish school first, so.
No, that's facts. That's facts. And already I got some stuff that I want to kind of touch on a deeper level. So I'm going to just start surface level a little bit. Let's get your superhero bio right now, Lizzie. Go ahead. You know, I just want to know where you from and one thing that makes you super. And that can be like something that would separate you from other people. I like to say that. And it's good to spice yourself up, toot your own horn when you go with the superhero introduction. Because, I mean, if superheroes were like everybody, they wouldn't be so super. So,
okay. So where I'm from. And something spicy about me.
Yeah, something spicy. Like, what makes it? What gives you that flavor?
Okay, so I'm from Harrisburg, PA, as you know.
Dang.
So, Harrisburg. So, I don't. Something about me, my superhero quality. I think I don't know. I'm just able to get along with everybody. Like. I feel like everybody likes me. No, for real. But, like, I don't know. I think that's, like, a really important thing to have. Like, to be able to communicate with everyone, no matter who they are or how they are, and just be able to be nice to everybody, even if they're treating you like crap. So.
Facts. No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And that is a superpower. Like, you know, I took this assessment called the Strengths Quest. I don't know if you're familiar with it. So it was mad cool because when I was in SHIP, I did a lot of I had a lot of leadership opportunities in there, and we did a lot of assessments and stuff to kind of see your strengths and weaknesses and everything. And my number one strength that I really think set the tone for me is that I'm a relator, and I'm just like you. I feel like everybody pretty much gets a good feel for me, ends up liking me, and that like, you know, together we're personable people.
Yeah.
And it really is a superpower where you can attract people from all walks of life.
And I know.
They can just feel like they can approach you. Like, even yesterday, the most wild thing happened. I was just walking through the Capital City Mall trying to buy some dress clothes, and then when I'm about to leave, I get stopped by these two women. One of them is asking me, the first thing she said was like, so can I ask you a question? And I'm here and I'm chilling. I'm like, you know what, she about to ask me a question about the store or whatever, so I'm like, yeah, that's cool. She said, well, do you know, like, if there's a woman God? And then I was like, all right, like, I don't know where she about to take this, but she about to take this a whole place I'm not ready for right now. Sure enough, like, she really did. And I don't understand, like, that just happened to me. And it's like, I feel like I'm always in these situations where people feel inclined to speak to me because I truly believe they see my light and then they get attracted to it. And they're like, oh, okay, well let me interact with this cat because, you know, I can see there's something about him that radiates.
Do you want to know something funny, though?
What's up?
I had people ask me the same thing, too.
Really? What? What the heck? Yo, that's crazy. That is crazy.
I know. I don't know if it's, like, some, like, group just going around, like, trying to get people's opinions. Like, this happened a while ago. Like,
really? What happened with yours?
I don't know. They were just, like, asking me about, like, oh, have you ever, like, thought about the prospects of a woman god? And I was like, oh, it makes sense. You know, I don't really study or look into it too much. You know, I just let it be as it is. Right. And then they try to, like, invite me to a group, and I was like, maybe. Like, I'll take your pamphlet, but I'm not going to promise anything. But, yeah.
No, that is wild. It must be someone. Something local, or I don't know if it's a movement or what.
It probably is like some new, like, up and coming, like, church or something. It has to be.
Yeah, because that, I don't know. I really do feel like they identify certain types of people with that, though.
And, I know. Yeah.
That so now I want to ask you. I'm glad, you know. See, when I hear conversation and when I'm having conversation, I like to navigate my way through based on what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to touch base more on your spirituality beliefs. Do you believe in like energy and auras and natural inclinations that happen through nature and through self? Have you really dived too deeply into that?
I mean, I like the idea of it. I never really... Like, I mean, I've, like, looked into it, you know? It's, like, something that interests me. But right. I never really tried for myself, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have really bad luck. So I'm kind of like, something must be off about me. So I feel like I should maybe try to figure something out. Be like, oh, is it my aura? Is it my energy? Like, I don't know. But I don't know. Sometimes I feel like nature is just, like, girl... I'm gonna drop some shit on you real quick.
Right.
I don't know. No, that's something that definitely interests me, though.
So when you say you think you have bad luck, what does bad luck look like for you? Like how does that feel? Can you tell me about that experience?
It's just like, I don't know. I feel like I often like compare my experiences to other people. So, well, like. For in like different examples, like, so I had gotten into a car. This was like all in a row, like two weeks in a row. Okay. I was in a car accident and then I ended up getting sick. I had like a stomach flu and then my grandma ended up getting surgery and she had to get her leg amputated. So I was like, what? Universe, what are you trying to tell me?
Right.
Things like that. Like, I don't know. I see people like friends who have like really good luck who, you know, like win scratch off tickets, like just lame stuff like that. But it's also like, man, sometimes I wish I could win something or like I could have something cool going on with me. But I don't know. I just feel like just lots of stuff, lots of stress, especially with school.
Right. Right.
It's like never catching a break. But I guess that's what happens when you try to be an adult.
You know what? That you say that, I'm just kind of flipping through the memories that I have saved up in my head right now, and just trying to remember and recollect every observation that I've ever gotten from you. See, when I was in high school and coming up, people didn't realize what I was doing. Like I might have just, you know, been to myself somewhat, and I was friends with as many people as I could, but I watch people, and I watch how you move. I just don't watch, though. I observe and I study. Like, I've always been somebody that has been able to read people and really see deeper than what you can project, and I will say that I feel like there's always been kind of a chip on your shoulder. I don't know if it, you can always correct me too, but just what I have from always been able to gather, I can't talk after working 10 hours, is that like, I don't know. I feel like there's always been a pressure or like a weight on you, but you were always so likable in the fact that like, you didn't really make your problems known to everybody. And I noticed that. And that is a trait that I admire because I'm that exact same way. And I'm not going to say that it's a good thing because I feel like everybody has their own right to vent and complain about certain things. You need to talk about it. But at the same time, that just demonstrates how much time and energy you exert into the lives of other people. So I think in that sense, when you're actively making your friends' lives better and the people around you better, which I know for a fact you do, it kind of like leads you away from your own problems in your life, and like it kind of forces you to focus less on the small good thing that might happen and then more so on, you know what, like I'm just taking the brunt force of making sure everyone else is good, so that like, you know, when I'm not good, it doesn't really matter because it's not about me.
No, I think you're right. Like, definitely, well, even, you know, in middle school, but mainly throughout high school, you know, you probably have noticed this. I was never there. Like,
right.
You know, I didn't want to be there. And that was just something that had followed me since I was young. So I was always feeling real pressured, like real stressed out, because I was afraid that I wasn't even going to graduate. I'm surprised that they even let me graduate, honestly. But I mean, I still like passed all my classes for the most part. I did well, even though I wasn't there. But right. It was still, especially on a teenager, a lot of, you know, a lot of things that I had to deal with. I always, I always had not really a mask, but I always like wanted to make people laugh, because then, you know, that made me feel better. I was always trying to be the funny one and like give like some comedic relief, I guess, just to help me feel like not as pressured. But yeah, I think you're right with that observation.
You know, and I do see that's a God-given talent right there, and I use that to the highest that I can, because like it really is possible to see people's walks of life if you actually take the time to kind of calculate everything and add it up. Yeah. That's why like I was going to originally major in psychology, and then I wanted to become a psychologist and like a therapist, but you know, that it's really hard to get in that field, and I was living with a fixed mindset, so I wasn't really under the impression that I could still go and get that despite the trial and tribulation that comes in the path of that. But I will say as well that I always thought you were really funny, and I can definitely tell that is pretty much, I don't want to say a coping mechanism, but I mean, in a sense, it kind of is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And you're like, you know, I think about this too. Like, we go back to fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yo, like, doing that science project with the battery. You remember that, John?
I do. I don't even remember what it was, though. What was it about? Do you know?
It was like an extra credit assignment. Me, you, and Sophie.
Yeah.
Yo, I bet Sophie doesn't even know who I am anymore.
No, I'm just I still have that picture on my Facebook of us at the science fair in the cafeteria. Yep.
Throwing facts, it. Yo, I was like, dang, like that, because life. Like, I'm trying to go where I want to take this now, because I have so many different routes. Yeah. So here's something that I want to ask. I have never asked this on the show, so you'll be the first person, okay? All right, so what's your take on alternate realities? And when I say alternate realities, I mean like, so when I maneuver throughout this universe, I make a choice, I always think of the other outcomes that would happen if I made another choice. So if there was, I'm walking down the street and let's say there's a homeless guy and he asks me for $5. If I have a 5 and a 10 and I'm walking down there, I would either give him the 5 or I might give him the 10 or I might give him 15, depending on what the situation is. But like if I decide on one, let's say I decide to give him the 10, then I'll, wow, like what if I gave him that 5? Like how different would his life be? Where would he go after that? Like, because he's limited by what I gave him, instead of going by 2 cheeseburgers, maybe he would just go by that one and then spread it. Or, you know, I like that's what I always think of. So are you that type of person? Do you think of your choices and the outcomes?
Yeah. Usually. I mean, sometimes I tend to be an act on impulse type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really hold anything back. Like, but then I do, after I say something that's been really bugging me, I instantly regret it. I'm like, you really should have thought of what you were going to say before you screamed it out. But yeah, like, I feel are you saying like alternate dimensions in general, or just like different things different ways things could have happened personally?
Honestly, I've done a lot of dabbling in both, and it is like kind of diving into time. And when you start to look at string theory, there's that notion of that the reality that we live in is only one,
and
that there's multiple, that there's different ways of tapping in. And And when you start looking at wormholes and black holes and everything, all that type of phenomena has always interested me.
Yeah.
The fact that it's like time, in a way, is not definite. Somebody invented time, but then at the end of the day, what is time? Like what is time to you?
Oh, yeah. You mean, like, I don't even know how to fathom it. Like, it's so, I don't know, it's so crazy to me.
Yep.
The way things are. I do think there's alternate dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that when you hear someone calling your name and nobody actually called for you, it's someone calling you from another dimension.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Time itself is just a hard concept to grasp. Because you feel like you have so much of it, and then at the end of the day, you're like, well, where did all my hours go?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you just spend it doing dumb shit all the time, like if you're in class or working. But so,
and that begs, okay, I'm happy you said that, okay? Because I always think that same way. I work all day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the time that I have to get home, I go straight to doing whatever I want to do. If I'm working on music, straight to that. Working on my podcast, like, you know, this is how we're doing right now, straight to podcast. I had, before I even got home, I had 2 things I had to do. I had 3 things. I had to put gas in my car. I had to pick up some groceries for dinner. And then I had to give this speaker back. I had to do all this crap. I'm like, dang, like, I just got off work and now I got 3 things to do. And then it's like more things just pile up. It really makes you wonder, what if you had all day? Like, how different would your days be, and how more productive would you actually be, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is the point? What is the point of going to work? What's the point of sitting in class all day? Like what are your thoughts on actually being in that moment? Because I want to see if you're going to say what I'm looking for.
Well, okay, so sometimes my problem is if I have like too much free time, I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just spend it doing like non-productive stuff. But like when it comes to working, obviously I have to work to live. Like, I moved out almost a year ago.
Mm.
You know, bills, like, so I don't live to work, I work to live. School is gonna hopefully, you know, give me a degree that will put me in another position where I'm making better money,
right?
But I mean, I don't know. Like, it's important tasks, but it's also, like, I wish I didn't have to do it. And I wish that if I didn't, like, if I did have the free time that class and work takes up, that I would be able to, like, motivate myself to do things that are progressive. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, I play guitar, and I'm, like, I know how to play guitar. I hardly play it anymore. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, make jewelry, and I used to paint. You know, I was in, like, the school of the arts in high school. Like,
all yeah.
Of, and I literally just, like, when I have free time, I don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to sit and watch Netflix. And it sucks because then I get pissed at myself. I'm like, well, you could have been doing all this other stuff. You could have read. That's more intriguing than sitting and watching TV. But it's, like, you know, that's how things are nowadays. And social media and networking and all that stuff controls us.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What are you going to do? It's all, like, a motivational factor. And I feel like that's something that I'm lacking. But I hope now, like, with school starting back up, maybe it's something that'll, you know, start to become prevalent in me more than it used to be when I was not in school.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what, the fact that you recognize that already, it already shows that there's hope for you. And I connected with every single thing that you said. I have these things too, these same thoughts. I know I need to be doing something. And if I ever spend a moment of doing free time, I feel disgusting for it. And like, you know, it's like, wow, I could be putting this time to get use. Because when you have something that's pulling on you where you know you should be better allotting your time, you know what that's called, right?
What?
That's called passion.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that.
See? So, yep. When you got that passion, that means you're rather, it's like how I always say it, it's like doing what you know is bad for you, but doing it anyway. It's like stabbing yourself with a needle. You don't get the benefit from it, but you're doing it because it's all you're known and you're comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And I watched Will Smith talk in a video, and he said, as humans, we so easily do what's wrong for us and find so much difficulty doing what's good. It's hard for us to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's easy for us to eat those cookies.
Yeah, that's 100% true.
And the fact that it's like that, it begs you to wonder, why is it like that? Why is it set up in that way, where the things that are good for me are the things that I don't want to be doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder that too. And it's like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
And on top of the daily struggles that you face, the fact that your body is another battle that you have to fight, it's like, okay, maybe I'm learning that life isn't all fun and games. No, but life is constant work. It's constant struggle.
Yeah, definitely. No.
J. Cole said, there's beauty in the struggle and ugliness in the success. And that was like the first line that he had in Love Yours. And when I first heard that song, I didn't really realize it because I wasn't really in the struggle yet. I feel like I'm in the struggle now.
Yeah.
Like, especially after graduating and the fact that now my eyes are set on even bigger goals, I feel like I'm really enjoying life to the fullest, because life without progression is dead.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like oftentimes I feel like I'm stuck. Like, just in life in general. And I'm like, oh, I feel like there's bigger things that I should be doing. Like, if it's, like, making music or acting or singing or anything, it's, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I haven't found it yet. I'm not, like, actively searching for it. I feel like that's not a good thing to do. You should let things come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like I have a bigger purpose. Or, like, a bigger, like, something I need to do, and I just don't know what it is yet. Like, I want to travel, but, you know, like, saving money, and then, just, I don't know if I'd have the capability to go on my own, and then I don't want my boyfriend to be like, oh, why are you going on your own? Like, take me with you. It's like, well, maybe I need to do something for myself. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it just like drags on me every day. It's like, well, what are you gonna do? Maybe once I graduate and get a career, I'll figure it out. Like, if I'm like, oh, here I am in this job in New York City, which I hope not, because I really don't want to move there. But something cool, something that makes my life seem a little bit more interesting, I think, is what I'm hoping for.
So you say building a career, because I know down, deep down, I know that you are not meant for one of these types of jobs that, you know, require a college degree. I believe that your job is something that you can't really measure the value of it by a piece of paper and by student loans. I feel like you are meant to do something great, and I feel like you're meant to inspire a lot of people. And something that I always thought was really rad about you is the art side, the creative, and especially when you did paint too. I was always blown away by people that have the artistic ability. And so from what I'm gathering is that I think it started to churn in you. I don't know. I feel like you just what'd you say?
I said it's writhing inside of me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know for a fact, and I was always able to tell too that you were a person that could easily have that influence without even having to try it. And so if you could have the ideal life, like, what would that look like for you?
Probably, yeah, doing something where I'm known. It sounds bad, like, oh, I want to be well known, but like, I don't know, I feel like I have the ability to entertain, and I don't necessarily want to be like, or like have to be in California or New York and like living like lavish. Right. Like, I could still be like in Pennsylvania and being modest about it, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. I like often thought maybe like YouTube, but then again, like, what would I do? That's one thing that's always crossing my mind is like, you know, like, one of my main things is like makeup, but there's so many like beauty gurus on YouTube now. But, and then I had a million people in bands, like, you know, remember Erica? Like, she's in a band. Yeah. Now. Like, there's so many people making music out here, recording. Wow. And I'm just like, well, I want to be in a band too. So I'm just thinking, I don't know. I'm really just trying to figure myself out, but I feel like it's been taking so long. And I've even like went to an old friend. She like just started practicing like tarot reading and all that stuff. And she had told me that like she could see that I was stuck, but like soon enough I'll figure out like what's going on. But I'm still waiting. So I just feel like I need to figure out a way, maybe through like meditation. I never actually tried meditating, but to just like manifest it somehow. Because I'm sick of just living like the same days over and over again. Like, right. Days started to run together, and it's like,
You know, I feel that same way too. I felt stuck, and feeling stuck, it isn't a good feeling at all, is it?
No.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, though, you're not as stuck as you seem. That's something. That's probably one of the biggest lessons that I've learned in my life is that if you have those thoughts, then you're in the right place. And like, just always having that thought. Okay, if I'm thinking this, then I can take a breath, because even if I'm sitting here now and I don't have that much money or whatever the case may be, you know, I had a guy on my podcast named Billionaire PA, and he was a felon. He was in jail. He was homeless, sleeping in his truck, and now he makes a lot of money, and he speaks in schools, and he has billboards that inspires people. He has a bunch of followers on Instagram. He has like I would probably like what, like maybe 28,000 now or something last time I checked. Big influence, and he's an amazing guy. And one thing he said, it's fine if your pockets are broke as long as your mind makes sense.
Clever. Yeah.
And that's so true right there, because a wealthy mind leads to a wealthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Just like a healthy mind leads to a healthy lifestyle. So if you're thinking wealthy, you're thinking, you think, therefore I am. That's one of the oldest quotes by, I want to say Socrates, but don't quote me on that. But definitely some old Greek bull for sure. And those are the statements that really mean the most and that ring the truest.
Yeah.
If you think something, it'll begin to manifest. And the next step of thinking it is now acting on it. So, like, what I've noticed is that, okay, when I'm thinking I'm a successful music producer, that was something that I had to really break into my mind, because the type of person that I am, and you might be able to relate with this, now that I've had aspirations, okay, I want to be a music producer, I want to be able to live off this, I want to make six figures, I want to help people do this, I want to be a motivational speaker, have a podcast, get that big, I want to start making money off of it, and go on Facebook, go on YouTube, do all this. It's like, wow, you're at the bottom of the mountain. It's hard to envision yourself at the top already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I've learned is one of the things that successful people do. It's a lot of people, and especially in the poor mind, we focus on the task at hand, but not who we need to be to complete that task. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if, let me put it to you this way. So you have 5 exams in the next 2 weeks, and you have 3 exams in the first week, 2 exams in the second week. The normal college student would say, oh my God, I have 3 exams. How am I going to study for this? The 4.0, you know, magna cum laude college student, he said, well, what type of person do I need to be so that I can succeed in all of these exams? Okay, so I need to be someone that's going to balance, take time. I'm not going to cram, do this, this, and that. And then everything else will come.
Yeah.
It's like people don't realize half the work is in yourself. And I it's honestly more than half.
Mm.
As long as your mindset is what is leading the revolution, is what's leading the whole body, because the brain's a conductor, and it's the most powerful muscle in the body, but we put it to such misuse and we let it go to waste. It's like, if you're not going to the gym and lifting weights, then you won't get stronger. If you're not utilizing your brain, then your brain is going to get weaker.
Yeah. And like, I feel like I realized that before. So like, before I scheduled my classes, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And then I was like, maybe I should try some things that might seem, you know, a little stimulating to me.
Instead right.
of, like, you know, the regular old, like, oh, English 101 classes. I'm doing a creative writing class, which that's really, I'm already, like, thinking, like, my creative juices are already flowing. Like, I'm so excited to write. And that's then photography, which I haven't touched my camera since I was like 17.
Mm.
So I'm really excited to get back into that, try new things, like maybe hit up some friends to do some shoots for class or something.
Yeah.
And we're getting like some opportunities to work with a new magazine at Penn State. So that'll be cool. Maybe I can get something out of that.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Wait.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead. Continue.
I was just going to say, and then, like, a media class I have to take, and I'm doing history of supernatural monsters and aliens. Oh,
what?
So, yeah! That's, I'm excited. Crazy.
That's a class? Yo,
yes.
That's crazy. That's the most wild class I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I'm, like, super hype. So maybe I'll be an expert on the supernatural once I'm done. Yo,
that is crazy. Yo,
I'll be the next ghost hunter. See me on TV.
But honestly, you never know. So what is your major in what are you going to Penn State, Maine?
I'm going to Harrisburg. I'm a communications major. So
do you have a communication?
Broad. Can really do anything with it.
Okay. So you don't have a concentration?
At HAC before I transferred, it was under public relations. So that's like what my main focus over there was. And then I think at Penn State, it just is all covered under like Bachelor's of Humanities and like the arts. My one thing that I wanted to do initially was event planning. And I always like revert back to that. But then I'm like, I don't know. Cause I feel like there'd probably be like a lot of competition and like maybe not in the area because there's probably not any competition in the area, but like if I wanted to actually build a clientele, I'd probably have to move to like a bigger city, like Philly or something. So I'm like, yeah, that's another thing I'm like just tossing up in the air right now. But I'm not too worried about that because I know that I'm likely to find a job in the field once I graduate.
Right. And so what would that job be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it could be really anything. Like, probably, I don't want to be, it might be like desk working kind of stuff. I am hoping to get into like social media marketing. Yeah. Because that's like the big thing right now. And I would like to work for like a makeup company doing their marketing. I think that'd be really fun. So we'll see. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do. But I also still want to be, like, an actress or something. So, I don't know. I just have, like, so many different, like, wants.
Right.
That, like, I mean, I guess it's good to not just, like, be set on one thing. Because then, you know, if you, like, go to do that one thing and then it doesn't turn out for you, then you're upset about it.
That's facts. That does happen. I want to ask you about... So... I've been hearing competition. I've been hearing a lot of there's a saturated or it's flooded, you know, like a lot of notion to other people. And so do you believe that you could stand out as an event planner or stand out as a YouTuber?
I think so. I want to be confident in myself. It's hard to be confident in yourself, but I don't know. I feel like with event planning, it might be a little difficult because a lot of people nowadays want like the same sort of style for their wedding. So it's like you can't really have much of a extremely unique like product. Mm-hmm. A lot of places like have warehouses where they'll hold like a bunch of different like chairs and tables and decorations and stuff, but it's all very similar. So I don't know, maybe if I did something like crazy, like if someone wanted like a mid-century modern wedding and I had like all this cool stuff from the 60s, maybe. But and with like the YouTube thing, I don't know, I feel like a lot of people on YouTube try to be relatable, but you know that they aren't. I just feel like it's easy to, like, catch the ingenuineness of people on YouTube. And I think that's something that, because, like, I don't know, I try to relate to people, and I feel like I am a relatable person because, you know, I'm, like, living this regular 22-year-old life.
Right.
So maybe people would like that I'm You know, I can be like, I'm just like you, literally. I'm not making money off this or anything. Right. So until maybe I do at some point. But I don't know. I never really gave it a shot because also I feel like watching myself would be really weird and like editing it. And I don't like hearing my voice on video. So I'm like, I don't know.
Yep.
But it doesn't try.
Yeah, I think it's honestly worth a try because a lot of things are simple, but not easy. Like I've heard a lot of millionaires and a lot of entrepreneurs say that success is simple, but it's not easy. And from that standpoint, the easy part that they're talking about is honestly what it comes down to being to as a person, the person that you need to be in order to achieve success. Mm-hmm. I have a quote from Confucius, it's like right in front of me, that says, "It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop."
I like that.
Right? Confucius.
Because I'm slow.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, the tortoise is the one that won the race because life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I do believe that, you know, I agree. I've seen there are a lot of YouTubers that they feel like they do have to act a certain way once you get that big fan base. But then, like, the reason why I can watch Dash EXP or I can watch, like, KSI or like just them or Critical Penguin Zero on YouTube or Better Than Kevin, I forget what his name is, Call Me Kevin, I think, just because they're just them, you know. It's like this guy's name's Call Me Kevin, he's just like dumb but he plays games and he's like so dumb but he's so funny. And, like, just the dumb stuff that he does, it's just, like, that's why I love him so much. Because he's not trying to be dumb. Like, he's just doing things that naturally happen, like, naturally occur to him. And, like, I'll just be in tears from crying because I can tell that, like, he's being genuine. He's not telling me a joke. Like, he's just saying what comes to his mind. And, like, you also have to think, too, that every account starts at zero followers, you know. So yeah. There are people that they have easier times getting onto YouTube and transitioning when you already have a platform. But like a lot of successful YouTubers, I feel like they didn't really have a platform. So you gotta be a type of person to really attract genuine fans and supporters. And I feel like a lot of them were probably more genuine than it might appear. But I wouldn't let that deter you. And I think, you know, it's not about reinventing the wheel completely. It's about how can you make the wheel better or how, what can you do about the wheel that no one else is doing?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Because, like, it's hard because, you know, so many people are doing the same thing. So it's like.
That's facts. That's facts. Like, yeah. But even one tweak. One simple thing, like just imagine if like let's say Erica, you sent her videos that you were doing or whatever, and like she could send you music so that way you could use it in the beginning or like however you would have an intro or whatever, and then that that right there is already your difference. That's giving her exposure, that's giving you exposure. She can give you just the same amount of marketing as well. The first of either of y'all that makes it big, now y'all can put the other one on. So, like, if she has endorsements and it's like, okay, let me bring her backstage because I'm in this band. We just linked up with this band, and this band's drummer has a girlfriend that does makeup tutorials, whatever, whatever. That's a real possibility. Y'all link up. She puts you on a video combined. She already got a platform. Then, like, you know what I mean? You never know what can happen. But the thing is, I would just hate for you to ever wonder what if.
Yeah, I know. That's, like, the scariest thing. Like, if I'm just old and chilling at home and bored, and I'm like, yo, what did I do with my life?
Facts. Yeah, that's scary because I feel like, you know, that's why low-key I do like my job because I'm the youngest one there, and they always remind me how young I am. because I'm someone that once I turned 22, I was like, yo, I'm 22 years old. Like, I'm old. Like, what? Yo.
Yeah. That's how I felt. I was like, this is weird. Yep. I'm not an adult, but I am in society's eyes.
Facts. But it's crazy because I just went to see this comedian and he's 30 years old and we were calling him young. Mm-hmm. And that put it into perspective for me. Like, okay, I'm 8 years younger than this guy. And this guy is really now just blowing up and is just seeing success. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z didn't drop his first album until he was 26 years old. And now he's going down as one of the greatest rappers of all time. That man didn't even pursue rap. That man almost didn't even rap because he was making drug money more and quicker and easier than he was making music. So he said, look, I have his book right here. I forget who it was. I want to say Dame Dash, but it might not have been him. He said, look, like, either you got one chance to prove to me that this music's going to be worth it or I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel
and
like
there he is, chilling.
Like, can you imagine?
That is crazy. No.
If Jay-Z would have been selling drugs instead, like life would have been completely different. That and that it just goes to show the tremendous impact that one person can have.
Yeah.
Like that's why I'm a huge proprietor now of even when things seem slow or whatever, like doing something is better than doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And even if it takes 10 minutes a day to paint a picture, at the end of whenever that whole process is, you'll have that picture painted and then that's it. Like, you created something and you brought it into existence. And I think that shows how powerful we are as humans. Something that I really believe, and you can agree or disagree with me on this, is that we are raised in a society that really teaches us to be powerless, and it doesn't really show us the true potential and the capabilities that we have as humans. I mean, look at the pyramids of Giza. Look at the Eiffel Tower and the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like, these are all landmarks and amazing places that were built by the hands of humans. Like, imagine if someone told them they could never build something like that. We wouldn't have anything like that.
Except I think the pyramids were helped with by some aliens, but that's just me.
Right. Like and that and just the fact that there's anything like that in this world, or the Stonehenge, like you ever look at that, or the Easter Island heads, yeah. Like, where is all this, and where does humanity play into it? That's like always the question that I have, because I feel like at the end of the day, that's what life is all about, figuring out what this world is that we walk on. Why are there plants that eat insects? Like, you know, yeah. I need answers.
Yeah. I feel like I don't question things enough, and I feel like I'm going to start questioning things more. And I feel like that's probably part of the problem with me, is like, I just, you know, wake up, go to work, live my life, like, just do mm-hmm. it. Do what I'm used to. It's a routine. So, you know, you're in it. But I feel like I just need to think more about things and wonder about the world. I don't know. I never really stopped to think about that kind of stuff. Except sometimes I'll be, like, chilling on my back stoop. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're literally, like, on a rock in the sky. That's, like, the one thing that I'm always thinking about. It's, like, we're floating.
Yep.
That's, like, the scariest thing.
That's real talk. I had a football player, my boy Zaire, he told me that too. We were just walking, cooling, just chilling. He said, you know what? Like, we really are on a giant rock just floating in space. And this is in one galaxy. In hundreds and thousands of galaxies, we live in one of them.
Yeah.
There's everything that I can't even think of the words, but there's whole, like, other places and all these constellations. I'm just like, man, you're not finna tell me that I'm only on this earth to work and die. Like, that's not it.
Like,
that is not it. questioning
things. I just sit here and worry about money and eating and all the stupid stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And well, it's like, so what do you look at money? What is money really to you?
This is gonna sound bad, but money is important to me. I think it's because, so growing up, I was decently spoiled. Okay. You know, I got like things that I wanted all the time without having to like freak out about it. Just be like, oh, I want that. And, okay. So I think once I moved out was when I really started freaking out. Cause you know, I have all these bills to pay for. I'm only getting paid like $8.50 an hour. And it sucks. Cause like, you know, if I wasn't in school, well then I obviously would try to find something full time, get paid more, but I'm limited.
Right.
So I have to really make do with what I can get. So I shouldn't like, I feel like it's like, I shouldn't stress too much about it. Cause yeah, I don't have money to buy myself some clothes or go out to eat all the mm-hmm. time, but I do have enough money to pay the bills and like live where I'm living still.
Right.
And also I am picky. So, I mean, I could get a better job and work nights and weekends at like serving at a restaurant, but I don't want to mm-hmm. do that. So, you know, I have to make do with what I have and I guess just be happy with it for the time being.
So how much influence and power do you think you have over your life?
I know that I have a lot of like influence, but I just don't ever like utilize it.
Hmm. You know what I mean? You think there's a reason, like an underlying reason behind it?
I don't know. Maybe just like getting stuck in like laziness, I guess.
Right, right.
Because, you know, and then you get like I get like too comfortable with something. Mm. And then I don't feel like I don't want to change it. I don't usually really like change all that much. Like when I moved out, it was like so scary. Like I was crying all the time. I still come back to my parents' house like 3 times a week because it's like weird still to me. I don't know. Like, but that was a big step for me. So proud of myself.
Yeah, proud of you.
I didn't think it was going to happen that soon. But also like, you know, Brent wanted to move in together and, you know, we've been together for so long. So it's like,
like what's the hurt, right? And that's a new chapter in your life. That's one thing that it brings that newness to it, and it allows you to keep going. That I think that's the important part, is that anything you do that's new, it's mm-hmm. it's a new chapter. It's a new door that's open now. Like the comfortability is what keeps the door shut. It's what keeps the doors locked, and it's what keeps you from moving on to that next level. Mm-hmm. So like, the more you keep doing something that makes you uncomfortable, the more you're going to keep growing.
Yeah. I need to, like, try out some stuff. Like, what kind of clubs they have at school. Like,
facts, nah. Or real talk. Like, real talk. Yeah. I think I grew a lot. I know for a fact I grew a lot from even being a resident assistant in college and becoming an orientation leader for the new students whenever they come to SHIP, like that, those things have mm-hmm. helped me greatly and tremendously to become who I am and to help me gain my charisma and my communication skills. And it's opened up a lot of opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would recommend that because it was pretty cool. I mean, from doing those, I was able to be on Shippensburg University advertisements. Like, I was on a billboard before. I was on Pandora. Like, it was pretty lit.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah. And just like, I don't really bring it up that much because, like, it's something that I really never thought I'd get out of college. So, like, it doesn't even really hit me because I've always went to college and just like, yeah, you know, like this is what I'm supposed to do, whatever. Like everybody goes to college. I didn't really have an ulterior motive why I went to college. And then once I started finding reasons for me to be there, then like it just changed everything.
Yeah. Cause most people think like, oh, I need to go to college to get my degree, and that's just it. Like take all my classes, go back to my dorm room or go home and work on my work.
Right, right.
But yeah, I feel like it would be good for me to try to find some sort of activity or club or something, because I just need to expand myself a little bit more.
That's a good mindset definitely to have, and I'm happy that we had this whole entire conversation, because like I feel like now it just solidified pretty much that you are meant to do a lot of good things, and if you don't see it, then I see it, and let me be the person to bear witness and testify to that fact, because that is something that's going to happen. So I hope that kind of helps take some stress away from you, and the fact that you can now kind of just trust in the process. And that term is really flying around everywhere now, but I think it's more common because we live in such a time where opportunity is all around us, and you can make your own opportunity in whatever.
Yeah.
And now there's these twins. I wish I knew their last names right now, but I watched a whole documentary on them. They're these famous twins on like Instagram. They paint famous female actresses naked.
Oh.
Yeah. And they have like, last time I checked, they had about like 180,000 followers. And they were making bread off these paintings, like making bread, like living comfortably, yeah, and being able to wake up when you want and just paint. You spend a couple hours painting, like you know, you build up your audience, and now you got your brand. And then, like once you get that started, it's pretty much a self-driving engine.
Yeah.
At that point, like I don't know if you've thought about the power of having your own brand before, but that's something that I would challenge you definitely to really think about, because like you have the ability to build your own brand, and I'm seeing right now just how a YouTube video would look like, and me physically watching it. Like I'll watch makeup. I don't care. Like I'll do that. I'd be like, okay, like I know how to put on foundation now. Like, you feel me? But like, I mean,
out here slaying. Facts,
if I'm able to subscribe and like, you know, be that support, then, you know, I'll do whatever it takes, because I know for a fact my purpose in this life is to help people see the ability that they have and to realize their own potential. And so with that being said, I really do encourage you to take the leaps now that everything you've been aware about, to really start making those small changes, and know that I'll always be around to support you no matter what.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, because I know for a fact, like, us as humans, and especially us in this age, we have so much power, and there's just so much wasted youth that goes on, because we're condemned by the stigma that we need to put more pressure on work and our daily activities. And I live in a household where people come home and they're tired from work. Like being tired from work, like I don't know what that is. I can't be tired from work, because when I come home, I have more work to be done.
Yeah.
like I just told myself that working is something that's going to be in my life, and I can't get rid of it. And I used to be so lazy, and I just wanted to just enjoy things and take them in every day. Like I play video games all day because I was getting that enjoyment, or I could watch YouTube all day, but I didn't realize the detriment that I was doing. And when I'm actually limiting myself from seeing a certain amount of videos or spending this much time doing that, then like distance makes the heart grow fonder, and I feel better. I'm like, dang, you know, I went 5 days without binge watching YouTube, and then on that sixth day, or at Seventh Day, I'm binge watching it, and it's like, dang, like, I really earned this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what separates people in their success. People love to make excuses for things, and especially people like to make they like to make excuses for hard work. Excuse me.
And me.
like you'll see people, and it's so interesting now to be on the other side, because people will easily discredit somebody that they worked tirelessly to get to where they want to be. Like, we'll see Post Malone. I'm just throwing names out, and we'll be like, man, Post Malone, he had White Iverson. Like, he blew up off that song. That song took him everywhere, and then he made Beer Bongs and Bentleys and Rock Star. Like, that song is crazy. But we never talk about the songs that Post Malone was making on the come up. He could have written 500 songs, and they would have all been trash or not good, or they would have never been accepted by an A&R. But then, you know, that 501st song was White Iverson, and then he finally got that break.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot of trial and error.
It definitely does. And you're talking about reading. That's the beauty in reading, too. Like, people don't understand gems in podcasts. On my last podcast, I had a man named Trey Gamage on there, and he's an amazing dude, like really inspirational. He's only 25 years old, and he's on like city council, and he gets paid to do speeches and everything. And he was like, you know, a podcast is really a cheat code, and I think books are cheat codes as well, because they can help cut down the time on how much it would take. If it's like a recipe book, you want to learn how to make lasagna. It's like, okay, well, when I eat lasagna, I see that there's layers of pasta on it. So let me try and figure out everything I need. Or you can just buy a cookbook, and then there's a recipe that shows you exactly what you need to do to make lasagna, exactly how you need to cook it so that it doesn't burn, exactly the ingredients, the portions, and everything to a T.
Yeah.
Right? That's what books are. Books are meant to do that. They're meant to give you instructions on how you can obtain something or achieve something or to explain something. But we're just, I don't know, we're just so taught that books are dumb and books aren't fun and books are lame. And when you read, like, what's good with you? You're 18 years old. Why are you reading books? Like, what? Like, who does that? Like,
yeah. Like, I've really gotten into books recently. And I think that's what really, like, that's what kickstarted me wanting to do a creative writing class this semester. Because, like, I would sit there, like, I would be driving or walking from somewhere, and I would literally just be making stuff up in my head, like, oh, about my walk to my car, passing, you know, this little stream in the trees. And it's just, like, it really sparked my interest to, like, want to try to write different things.
That is awesome, and I'm glad, and I hope that you keep finding these outlets for inspiration that keep sparking all of that.
Yeah, hope so too.
You will, and it'll come when you're not searching for it. I got a tattoo on my arm that says "Soon Come," because everything really does. Everything will soon come. It's all the signs in life that you need, the money that you would ever need to pay the bills or whatever it may be. You know, it always does come soon enough. And that's why I got it permanently on me, because it's a factoid that I've lived life experiencing, and it's yet to be disproven to me. And I truly do believe that life is built in our favor, and it's not meant to tear us down. I do believe it's meant for us to learn how to build ourselves up.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, I'm really thankful and really grateful that I had a moment of your time. It's over an hour now, and I really, I'm really, really appreciative for you, Lizzie. It was great to pick your brain and talk on things that we've never spoken about before. So, I'm happy about that. Is there any last thing that I can get from you, or any last thing you feel might be important or something like one biggest lesson that you learned that you could give the audience that would be really valuable to them?
Well, I tend to be a worrier. That's like my big thing. I worry about everything. Mm. It's just, I've learned to just let, you know, classic quote, go with the flow.
Yeah.
Let things end up the way they're supposed to end up. If you're worried, you know, just really bring yourself back to where you are.
Mm.
Take some deep, calm down, focus on the now. You know, don't think bad thoughts. I know it's easy to say, hard to do, and I still struggle doing it myself. But, you know, I try not to, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Worry about, you know, yourself and your happiness and healthiness.
No.
And if I ever start a band, I'm hitting you up so you can produce my music.
Facts. I'm telling you right now, I am going to get into sound design as well. I'm still in the beginning stages of learning what my own sound is. Music really is a language. And everybody that I tell my music endeavors, they always ask me like, oh, so how are you? Did you sell any beats yet or whatever? And I'm like, look, music is a language. When you first learn English, you can't form sentences yet. You learn a few words here and there, and it starts to sound good, and it's enough to make people clap their hands and smile. But not until you start to master the language do you then get to speak in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Exactly. It really is a learning process. And you know, learning music, it's been phenomenal. And even learning how, like what music actually is, it's mind-blowing. Like I really do challenge you probably taking the time, but like to actually break down music down to the sound waves and what is a sound wave, why are we hearing audio from a sound wave, what why is it being manipulated, and how does this manipulation produce something that tingles in our ear? Like it's freaking nuts, yo.
It's some next level shit.
It really is. But thank you so much, Lizzie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really a
pleasure. Yeah, and you got social media where people can follow you? Or
yeah, my Instagram handle is Leaves in the River, all one word, no spaces. Mm. That's really my main source of social media. So if you want to follow me on there, I post some cool stuff sometimes.
Word up. And what's the inspiration behind Leaves in the River?
It's actually a song title by one of my favorite musicians. So the song's pretty like, it's like one of those super like poetic type songs.
No, oh, wow.
So you want to look the artist up. His name is Seawolf.
Seawolf. That sounds really familiar, actually.
Yeah. He's like indie chill.
Okay.
Acoustic instrumental, that kind of stuff.
I dig Definitely. I'll let you know my thoughts.
All right,
well, hey, thank you, Lizzie. I'm gonna stay in contact with you. I'm done being fake, yo. Like, I'm
okay. We gonna chill, we gonna get some beers.
I mean, I don't really drink beer, but I'm gonna drink some Wilder.
okay.
That's right. But hey, you have a good night. Thank you, Lizzie. I'm going to post this up. I give it a listen. And yeah, I wish you the best. You know, keep grinding. Get the fire to burn in your chest, yo. And continue to pull up.
I will take everything you said to heart. I'm going to do it.
Definitely. And I learned a lot from you today, too. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah, of course.
All right, yo, then I'm going to hit you up. Definitely. This has been another episode, The Winning State of Mind.
Hey.
We out. Peace out.
See you.